But right now, let's open the doors and step inside the McLaren Insane Asylum.
Look at me!
And we had this conversation, I believe it was last Wednesday, we casually threw out a conversation about the toll roads in Dallas. And that got me curious to doing some research and looking into the toll roads in Dallas. Because in my mind, I was thinking it used to be 635 that was a toll road. Of course, that was incorrect. It was I-30 originally was the first toll road in the DFW area. Back when they built, it was called the Dallas Turnpike, and it connected downtown Fort Worth to downtown Dallas, a 30-mile toll road that, if you took it the entire way, now granted it was 1957 when it opened, but if you took it the entire way, it cost you 50 cents. To go all the way from downtown Dallas to downtown Fort Worth on the turnpike. Now, that was a toll road that, believe it or not, it got paid off.
And they stopped charging tolls.
In 1977,
so 20
after 20 years, it was paid off. They removed all the toll booths, and today it is known as Interstate 30. Or you may know the alternate name of Tom Landry Highway. But I-30... prior to that, was known as Dallas Turnpike. And it seems so crazy to us to think that they actually paid off a toll road where they went out and then removed all the toll booths, which now some of you are like, toll booth, what the hell is that? There used to be these people that would take your money, or you could stop and throw coins into the toll booth.
Yeah, it's stop and throw it in the basket. That was the treat when we visited my grandparents who lived at Inwood and Lover's Lane.
Yeah, that was always awesome. And if you didn't have any coins and you had to give them a dollar, they'd make change and toss it in there for you.
Man, I thought the dude would toss the coins like without even looking when he gave the change was the coolest dude ever. Right. I thought he had the best job. Like he gets to toss the coins in the basket. This is great.
I remember when Bush had the toll booths before they removed them all completely. And you'd have to stop and do that, man. And I used to try to be like, how quick can I, or how little can I slow down and still get my coins in the basket?
Yeah. Never come to a complete stop.
No.
That's not challenging.
But if you missed, you'd have to stop and be like, and then you have to open your door and pick up the coins.
Or you just kind of run through it, and then you'll see the red light. But you saw, they'll see that you threw two coins, you just missed one.
Right. It was rough. So that was the original toll road in Dallas. Now, the Dallas North Tollway, which is the one that most of us, the DNT, but most people just refer to it as the tollway. That opened in 1968, and it cost 20 cents. And so then they increased the price to 25 cents in 1975. After that increase in 1975, they estimated that it would be paid off and turn the tollway into just a freeway in 2005. Now, of course, that did not happen. They now are extending the North Dallas Tollway. Five segments have been extended, and they are extending it now to 380 and Prosper, and then it's going to continue going up. So the entire North Texas Tollway Authority, which is technically a nonprofit, I didn't realize that, believe it or not, because they take our tolls, but they have expanded so much that your tolls now, all the tolls that are collected are helping to pay off an $8.8 billion debt that makes constructions of new roads, maintenance of old roads, and other operations associated with all the toll systems possible. So there is a biennial increase, as we all know, on all the toll roads around here of 2.75%. Assuming, and this is comical because we know this is not going to be true, assuming that the Regional Transportation Council does not ask the NTTA, which of course is the North Texas Tollway Authority, to finance any new system operations, any more maintenance on any of the existing toll roads, or any capital projects, we will pay off the debt in 2048. And then we wouldn't have to pay any more tolls. Now, obviously, they're going to be asking for maintenance upkeep. And as a matter of fact, right now, the plan currently, and this is why the 2048 date is hilarious, the plan currently is to build the North Dallas Tollway into Grayson County, which would get it up to Gunter, which is another 15 miles north of where it currently ends,
which
at
will
380.
Add 30 years to the tollway paying it off.
So the 2048, I don't even know why they list that as projected payoff. That's ridiculous because it's going to continue to be extended. And then at some point, you got to think, keep in mind however long it takes to build 15 miles more of tollway. Oh, okay. Well, then by that point, now we got to build it up to Oklahoma. And the toll road eventually will just go up to Oklahoma. And then Oklahoma will take it over. Although their people may be like, we're not paying for this. It's ridiculous. So the NTTA currently maintains 1,212 miles of toll roads across the region. And one of the guys that works there, I saw a quote that he has. He's their media public relations guy. He says, the make toll roads free argument fails to consider the maintenance cost to keep a roadway system in good order. Basically with the idea that the idea that any of these will ever be paid off is essentially a myth. Because once you build it, it needs to be maintained. So even if we don't build any more roads, which of course we're going to, then those roads that they do have, that over 1,200 miles of roads, need to be maintained, so and that costs more.
What about the other freeways that are free in maintaining?
That comes
those
from a different fund. It's really weird. Like, diving into this, I didn't realize this. So there's two different organizations. There are currently 8 permanent fixed toll roads in the DFW area operated by the North Texas Tollway Association. Okay, so the fixed toll roads are the ones that go up every 2 years that don't fluctuate with traffic. That's the tollway, the Dallas North Tollway, Bush, Sam Rayburn, which is 121, the Chisholm Trail Parkway, which is about 28 miles that connects downtown Fort Worth to Cleburne, the 360 tollway, which goes down by where you guys live, kind of in the south area with Arlington, Grand Prairie, and Mansfield, the Addison Airport Toll Tunnel, which is a really, really, I mean, that's just a few blocks long that gets you underneath Addison's airport. The one that I live by, the closest one to me, which is the Louisville Lake Toll Bridge, which goes across from Lake Dallas into Little Elm, where I live, and is, I think it's 3 miles long. That's it. And then the Mountain Creek Lake Bridge, which connects Oak Cliff with Grand Prairie. Those are the only fixed toll roads operated in North Texas by the NTTA. The Texpress lanes are operated by a different company, and there are 7 of those. So TxDOT, the Department of Texas, the Texas Department of Transportation, owns the Texpress lanes, but operations and management are split between TxDOT and private consortiums through public-private partnerships, and the billing for those lanes is handled by the North Texas Tollway Authority. So the 7 Texpress lanes, I-30, I-35, 114, 183, Loop 12, LBJ on 635 has one, and then there is one over on 35W once you get out there in Fort Worth. So those are the ones that fluctuate, and depending on what the traffic, time of day it is, right, and the traffic, that, it may be
heavier the traffic,
80
the more
cents, it could be $5.
Or it could be more than that.
It could be more than that.
Yes, it can.
LBJ at times can be astronomically expensive if you want to get on those. And so then, of course, the only other one is the one that is operated at DFW Airport, because you can, if you so choose, use...
go through. Yeah, but a couple bucks.
Right. You can drive through.
Yeah.
Or you can use tolls when you park your car at the airport. You just use your toll tag and it'll charge your toll tag account for whatever the rack up of you being there is. But that's the toll roads in Dallas and how they work. So if you thought one day when you're driving on a toll road that, man, it'll be cool and this is paid off, good luck.
I'm just waiting on the shoe to drop about the express lane down in my hood. Because it's free.
It's been that way for so long.
So long.
I
can't remember how long it's been open, but it's been years.
Yeah, because it's at least been since I've worked here full time, because I've used it the whole time.
I have too. And I feel like I'm just going to, even when it's a Saturday afternoon and there's no traffic, I'm jumping in that
hell
thing.
Yeah.
It's not costing anything, right?
The only thing frustrating is when someone gets in there and they're going like 65, because
yeah,
it's one
express.
Lane. It's one lane
until you get
two, 3 miles.
35.
Yeah.
And that's not very expressive.
No, it's unexpressed.
To go to go the speed limit. But once that happens, man, that's going to, and I think a lot of people will see that and think that it costs and they never jump in it. And it's like, that's fine with me, because you can zip through that thing and get out. Sometimes it gets backed up during the week, though. It can get pretty heavy once it gets to the Trinity River Bridge. And if it's really bad traffic, it gets down by the zoo, and it's stopped in both of those lanes. Like, okay, this is...
Yeah, that's the worst, especially because you'll see that on some of the express lanes on 35 sometimes, where they'll get backed up, and you're like, really, man? The worst one to me is the one going out 121, if you're going like through North Richland Hills and Bedford and that whole area, man, that express lane and that little area right there gets backed up all the time, every single day.
I feel like HEB in general might have maybe the most underratedly terrible traffic in the city. Like it's so congested over there.
Yeah, like on the other side, on the west side of DFW Airport, when you're going through that till you get almost over to 35W, yep. It is incredible the amount of traffic that's generated in that area.
My wife's office building was over there, and it was bad. Just frustrated every single day she got home. Like, this traffic is terrible.